You were made to be brave. You were born to make a difference. God designed you for heart-pumping, joy-filled adventure. And we're here to guide you to that adventurous life. Crossroads Church.
Hi, I'm Chuck Mingo, one of the teaching pastors at Crossroads. Thanks for joining us for a new series called Mindset, where we're looking at how to master our thoughts and our emotions. Our emotions are a big part of how we're made as people, but they can also get out of control. And so in this series, we're looking at how to not let them control us, but also how not to avoid them. I think we're all feeling some big emotions right now, whether we are concerned about job security or maybe our own health or the health of someone we care about. We have our family at home more. We're remote schooling our kids. In fact, just the other day, I totally lost it on one of my kids because of something I saw them do to their sibling that was not okay. But you know what? My response wasn't okay either. And so in this series, we're looking at how to help our minds get to a better place. How do we change our mindset so on the other side, we're healthier people?
How do I feel about the pandemic and the quarantine?
A mix of emotions.
I don't want to get laid off work.
Honestly, it changes every day.
Overwhelmed and incredibly monotonous.
If I have to build one more pillow fort, I could lose my mind.
My favorite thing about quarantine is that I get to spend a lot of time with my sisters.
Well, I'm doing college at home, so I haven't been late to a single 8 a.m. class.
I've been talking with my family on the phone.
I like sleeping in, and my parents finally let me get Fortnite.
Get to play in my backyard more.
My dad had this idea to build a fort underneath the stairs, and he taught me how to rewire an electrical outlet.
We got a puppy!
Well, I don't really like going places, so I get to stay home in my pajamas.
I've been baking, like, a lot.
We get to have dance parties, and we get to stay up a little later.
If you control your thoughts, you will control your future. If you can control your emotions, you will control your future. Your future is dictated by what happens between these ears right here. The Bible says, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he. What we think, what we feel will tell us who we are, and you control your life. You control your life, not the government controlling your life, not coronavirus controlling your life, not the economy controlling your life. You control it. Some people don't think this is possible. Believe it or not, you can actually control your emotions. Emotions are like fire. Fire can be incredibly redemptive. It can fire a steam-fired locomotive and take your life someplace, or it can destroy and devastate your life. Proverbs 25:28. A man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. We just got done with a series on Jesus, the myths surrounding Jesus, and we saw some of his classic places where he went in Israel during the last series. But if we're not careful, we might forget that Jesus was actually human. He was fully God, fully man at the same time. And as human, he had emotions. And he controlled them. One of the things that I hate Bible trivia. Can't stand it, I don't like Bible trivia. If you ever get in Bible trivia, I'll tell you one of the questions. It's gonna be, what's the shortest verse in the Bible? And you say, it's Jesus wept, two words. Yeah, he wept. Jesus had the emotions, he wept. He went to a friend's house who was dead and he wept. The Bible says that Jesus was distressed. It says in the book of Isaiah, prophesying about him, that he was a man of sorrows. Two different times we see intensive anger with Jesus. He comes into the temple and there are money changers who have these tables, and as people bring their foreign currency in, they trade it for the temple's currency so they can make an offering. No problem there, except they're doing it to make a profit. And Jesus sees this house of prayer being turned into a profit center, and he overturns the tables. He takes off his sash from around his waist. He starts swaling around like a madman, but he was in control. He knew what he was doing. I have three kids, Every birth of my children was incredibly emotional for me because I am adopted. And when I saw my kids, I saw the first person who shared my DNA. I would get emotional. I get emotional still when my wife does things that I don't like, when I do things that she doesn't like. We can make the choice, do I get emotional and do I just lash out? Or maybe I do get emotional, but I control my emotions and I try to harness them. I try to let her see my intensity and my concern instead of just brushing under the rug. I can have my emotions explode our marriage, or I can have my emotions be funneled to drive some things. This is what I'm saying, friends. Here's the thing. And I see person after person who's tanking their life, who thinks that it's not possible, that I feel it, therefore I am. Whereas Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. I think he put Descartes before Descartes, because I think you are first before you think. But we think that if I'm feeling it, then it's truth and I have to do it. No, I'm feeling it and it's emotion. I now have to figure out how will I allow that emotion to come out and how will I allow it to drive my life. You do that, friends, and you control your mind. You start controlling your emotions. You're gonna start controlling your life and you're gonna go someplace that other normal people will not go under the direction of God. Well, we're going to take a little time out here. We're going to get together with Amy Saxby. She's a teacher, a parent of four, a wife, and an author. And she's got a pretty fascinating term, I find. She talks about capturing every feeling. Amy, how are you? Tell us about capturing our feelings.
A lot of times when I process, I have to do it on paper because something about writing it down makes it real. And so when I write down how I'm feeling, I think I often can identify what is real behind my feeling and what is a worldly expectation the world puts on me. And once I can separate those things, I think I can take the next step. I have to stop acting on my feelings if they're not real.
So what would happen if we've got an emotion that we're choosing not to examine?
I think it can get the best of us and it can become a stronghold. So let me give a very tangible example, vanity, right? If I have an emotion that I'm just never gonna look that good, or I'm just never gonna be able to exercise that way. If I don't examine it and get to the bottom of why do I feel this way really, then I'm gonna go that day and I'm gonna work out for 2 hours and worry about what I'm eating. And those things are gonna become the focus of my day and my activities versus getting to the bottom of that emotion and letting go of it. I think after I go through this process and I really take time to sift through and figure out what's real, I can appreciate the emotions God has given me. I just think it's important to always remember that in emotion, there is beauty and there's peace when you identify what's from Him.
Hey, Amy, thanks so much for being with us. You've been a real blessing today. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
So the last time I did this, use straight gasoline. I tell you what, I've been lighting fires for decades. Everyone's always going, oh, don't light it with gasoline. Never had any problem. Well, then again, I never used 4 gallons of gasoline before. I won't be doing that again.
Yeah, he's not kidding. This is actually the second time this brush pile was set on fire. Want to see what happened the first time? This is great, you know?
If you're ever doing this, boys and girls, what you should not do this, boys and girls, but if you ever do something like this, when you're older and mature in your 50s, you want to use diesel fuel. December 1993, I had a house fire. I woke up, took the kids next door and watched my house be engulfed in flame from room to room. I slept at my in-laws that night and I woke up in the morning utterly devastated, feeling every emotion I could possibly imagine, and it only got worse from there. I had to go back over the charred remains of my house, see what was left, and what was left was my dog, who woke us up, dead from smoke inhalation inside of the remains. I still remember pulling him outside and burying him. I can still taste the salt in the tears as they came down my cheeks and hit my mouth. I can still remember not being able to focus and see as I furiously tried to dig a grave and place him in it. I knew then that my emotions were raging, and it wasn't a bad thing for them to be raging, but I still wanted to take them captive and get ready to build a new life. Your emotions are like kids in a car. You can't have them driving, but you don't want them in the trunk either. I'll tell you something, man, emotions will define your future. We see this with person after person in the Bible. The first king of Israel, his name was Saul, his emotions ruled him. If he felt it, he did it, and it caused him to be disqualified from being a king. The second guy in line, David, was being chased around by this guy, ruled with his emotions, and he just waited until it was his time. He got his emotions in control. He didn't even kill him when he could have killed him. And as a result, he becomes a king and a great king. But even as a great king, David allowed his emotions to get the best of him sometimes. It caused him to have an adulterous affair. Friends, I'm telling you what, there is a fire that wants to rage and ravage your life. As a pastor, I've interacted with hundreds, thousands of people who have burnt lives, charred to the bone. When we don't control our emotions, we have kids, and we shouldn't be having kids. We make bad marriage choices. We get ourselves in massive credit card debt. We have bankruptcy. We have torched friendships. We have divorces. We have the wrong profession that we've chosen. Thing after thing after thing. And one of the things to look at to know whether or not your emotions are ruling you, or do you think that your emotion is the lead indicator for the very words of God? Emotions are not our word of God. I know many people who think that I'm feeling it, God must be speaking. No, he's not. You're just getting emotional. I know some people who they're not feeling any emotions at all, and they think, well, God doesn't talk to me. No, you just don't have emotions right now. Our emotions could be, but they are not necessarily the voice of God. How do you know when your emotions are getting the best of you? As soon as you instinctually do whatever you're feeling, you may not be hearing from God. As soon as you can look back and you see a history of you doing something emotionally and you finding out later that that was not the best thing for your life and other people's lives, you know that your emotions have the best of you. As soon as your joy indicators, how you feel about how well your life is going, is based on purely how you feel, you know you're putting way too much stock in your emotions. And as soon as you start disqualifying your emotions, as soon as you start trying to tamp it down and I don't want to cry, as soon as you start doing that, you know you're not valuing the gift of emotions that God has given you. Your emotions aren't God, but your emotions are good, and you've got to control it. This thing wants to rage and take over your life. You got to control the fire instead of allowing the fire and the heat to incinerate your life. God wants your entire life. He doesn't want your emotions to have your entire life. He wants your emotions to be healthy and to be in check. You do that. You learn how to harness this power, you're going to have a full life like you can't imagine.
I hope you're enjoying the episode so far. You know, if you would like someone to pray with you or just talk with you about things that are going on in your life, we would love to talk with you. You can go to crossroads.net and you can chat with a real live person who will pray with you and encourage you. And if this message of hope and promise is impacting you, consider partnering with us financially to make this available to more of our friends and neighbors. To learn more, text the word neighbor to 313131. Now let's hear a story of someone from Crossroads who's making a difference.
So Master Cincy started from our small group. I called one of our friends that is a nurse at a local hospital. I said, I can get a couple people to get together to sew a couple masks. What do you think? And she said, it would be amazing if you could get a couple people to sew some masks. The gravity of what is going on with SOMAX for Cincy and SOMAX for Humanity really hit me last night, to be honest, because I never expected to be leading a group like this. Like, I thought it would be a dozen moms and sewers sewing these masks, and the fact that it's turned into more of a movement and getting contacts from cities all over America and the world has been nothing short of astounding. Look at all these people that came together out of love and out of community because we want to protect someone else's son or daughter or mother. It's been absolutely life-changing.
The key to controlling your mind and your emotions is what the Bible calls taking every thought captive. I want to teach you how to do that right now. So when we have an emotion that comes out, it's because we're feeling something. It's coming into our brain. It's causing us to have an emotional reaction. What we do is I grab it. I take that thought captive. I say, why am I feeling this way? I grab it and I pull it away. And I look at it and I say, why am I feeling this way? Am I feeling the way that I want to feel? What is the thought, what is the stimuli that's causing this reaction? And do I like this reaction? Do I want to manage this reaction? How do you take thoughts captive and control your thoughts instead of them controlling you and then controlling your emotions? One thing you do is you monitor what's coming into your mind that's giving you thoughts and emotions to begin with. You monitor your news feed. You monitor your social media feeds. You monitor who it is that's giving you information, because if someone is always firing us up, pun intended, if someone is always firing us up, we have to say, hold on, do I want to constantly be fired up? Do I want to constantly feel indignation towards other people? Do I want to constantly be on edge? If I don't like that, I have to change my stimuli, change it. The second thing you do is you choose to think about something other than yourself. Some of the most depressed people you ever know are those who think about themselves. You want to be more depressed? Think about yourself. I'm not talking about a kind of clinical depression where you need medication. I'm just saying, I'm down, woe is me, I'm down. The more we think about ourselves and about our situation, the more our emotions are going to feed with the, on it's going to be a fire. It's like, as we think of ourselves, we keep putting more wood on the fire. We put more emotion that keeps bubbling us up. I have a friend of mine, a pastor friend in another country. His son got hit by a car. The doctor said, we're going to operate, but it looks like your son's going to have permanent brain damage. As they sat in that hospital room, as any parent would, being devastated, as they felt themselves getting lower and lower and lower, they said to each other, hey, we need to stop thinking about ourselves for a moment. We need to go around in this hospital and see other people who are hurting and pray for them. So they did. What do you know? Was that the reason, or was there some other reason? But their child is 100% fine today, and you can see the scar that comes all the way around him. You control what you think about, and you can think about something else other than your problems. Some of the problems that we have are problems that may never come true. And if we give our emotions over to them, we're putting fuel on a fire that's never going to cook any meat. Don't prepay interest on a debt you may likely never have. And if Jesus doesn't want my emotions getting out of control, then right now I can choose that my emotions are not going to get out of control. Third thing we do is we pray. We invite God into it. If I'm just staying with my own mental resources, my own spiritual power, I'm going to get more and more stressed because I don't have the power to overcome my problems. There's a power that's outside of me, a power that can come inside of me when God fills me with His Holy Spirit that gives me something that I couldn't have. So what I do is I pray about that. I say, God, I'm feeling this way. How do you feel about that, God? God, I am stressed. I am hurting. Would you please comfort me? There's entire Psalms. In fact, there's a whole book in the Bible called Lamentations, where people are just allowing their emotions to be processed and they're saying how they feel to God. It's okay. You can tell God that you are afraid. You can tell God that you're stressed. You can tell God that things are not going well. Tell Him. Talk to Him about that. Be silent before Him. You might just find that He comforts you. He gives you, as the Bible says, a peace that passes all understanding. I want to make sure you hear me really clearly. Emotions are really good. Emotions are great. They make us feel alive. They bring spice to our life. It's just that we have to channel them. We have to take control of them, and you can take control of them. So many times, there's things in the physical world that represent the spiritual world. Right here, I have a fire that represents emotions, and I've been managing this fire. I've been controlling this fire to do something really good. I've placed my wood in the right place. I want to get a little going a little bit more. What I'm doing here is I'm taking the energy that I am controlling, that I am bringing around to do something really, really good. Like, what would that be good? That would be a venison backstrap. That's what that would be. That would be a backstrap that I have prepared to have an amazing meal. Had I had no fire, were I not controlling this fire, I would not be able to eat. You gotta get all that, goo out of there. So my dad used to call it, all the goo. Get that goo out of there. Yeah, right there. See how I just controlled that? Now, because I have been taking this energy and I've been controlling it, I'm gonna have a great meal. And had I not had this energy, I would have an awful meal. You need the energy of emotions in your life. If you don't have the energy of emotion in your life, you're not gonna have good meals, but you have to control it because you don't wanna burn your life. You don't wanna crush your life. You can control your life. You can control your mind. You can control your emotions. Your emotions are a blessing from God. Use your emotions. Don't let them use you. Oh. That's good. I have the emotion of happiness right now. And I get to have this because I controlled that fire. God is able to overcome our emotions. He cares about our feelings, and he can turn them into something to be used for good. We're going to sing a song that helps me remember that God is an overcomer, and he can handle all my thoughts and feelings, even when they seem overwhelming. And while we see thoughts from real people in our community, this is a moment to turn over our feelings and emotions to our God.
Can't be found, you make a way. You lift my head up, you heal my soul. I'm made new because of you.
Shake them off in the falling down.
You're the God.
my fears, all my shame.
You're the God who overcomes.
I lay them down in Jesus' name.
You're the God who overcomes.
All my worries, all my doubts.
You're the God who overcomes.
Shake them off and they're falling down.
You're the God who overcomes.
All my fears, all my shame.
Love that we can still worship together in a time like this. And if you want to follow Crossroads music or hear more of it, it's available on every streaming platform, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your music. Hey, if you heard something today and want some prayer or want to talk with someone, don't forget you can do that at crossroads.net. And if this message of hope and promise is impacting you, consider partnering with us financially to make this available to more of our friends and neighbors. To learn more, text the word neighbor to 313131. Join us next week where we're going to continue in our mindset series. We're going to be talking about the importance of community for processing our thoughts and emotions. We're all disconnected right now, but we're going to talk about the power of connecting with other people. And I promise, I will not set myself on fire. Whoa!
You were made to be brave. You were born to make a difference. God designed you for heart-pumping, joy-filled adventure. And we're here to guide you to that adventurous life. Crossroads Church.